It's time for this week's Focus on Business. Warren Nash makes a living in the world of ideas, the kind of ideas that become innovation and then businesses that respond to the needs and demands of our diverse marketplace. In his role as director of the Lexington office of the Kentucky Innovation Network, Nash is one of those overseeing the fourth annual Lexington Global Entrepreneurship Week coming up on November 17th. In part two of their conversation, Tom Martin talks with Nash about today's business startup environment.
Does the venture capital that we see around Lexington, around this area, tend to concentrate in any particular area, or is it fairly widespread?
We have our very strong Bluegrass Angel organization, and they've invested in industries across the board. They've invested in life science. They've invested in software development platforms. They've invested in our very ever-growing independent game development community. They've invested in e-commerce. So really, it is across the board.
There is a growing feeling among investors. We read that Silicon Valley has been avoiding some of the world's pressing problems, sentiment captured by a founder's fund motto. We wanted flying cars. Instead, we got 140 characters. Have we kind of moved past that now? Is there a sobering going on in terms of what really will fly with venture capital funds?
You know, I think the East and West Coast, they have taken risk where those risks will not be taken in our region. Mm-hmm. And I think this region, as far as angel investors, still, you know, they'll take a risk, but not to the extent that it's been taken on the East and West Coast. I do believe people are digging harder into a company where maybe at one point an idea might have gotten funded. Now we're looking for that, you know, where are they with that development? Do they have a working beta of that product? And do they have a little revenue even based upon that beta? Then we're there to invest to scale it up. So it's still risk, absolutely still risk there, but the risk has been reduced somewhat. I think they're coming in a little bit later stage, looking for revenue, where before there might have been pre-revenue funding. Now, in a life science situation, it has to be pre-revenue because it's early, so much development has to happen with a new drug, a new medical device. But that's why they're looking to diversify that portfolio, to look for those things that already are earning some revenue. They need money to scale up, to take that further into the market.
To be taken seriously, mm-hmm. a budding entrepreneur who wants to step up in front of the Bluegrass Angels,
yes.
let's say.
Yes.
What do they need?
They need to have more than just an idea. I think that the entrepreneur has to come in that they have spent time not only dealing with the idea and developing the idea of the technology, but talking to the market and knowing their market and knowing how they're going to go after that market. They also need to spend some time on acquisition costs, customer acquisition. What is it going to cost to acquire that customer and know their numbers and know what that's going to be? The most important thing is to be coachable. Because when you come in to raise money, it's not someone just writing you a check. What you're hoping to do is receive someone that brings their expertise, their Rolodex, their contacts, avenues to strategic partners to get you to the market. You look for those as well as the check. But being amenable to listening to the investor and to listening to their input. Now, you may not always take it, but at least being coachable.
Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions, online at dxaudio.com.